two seemingly disparate issues, ever-changing U.S. trade policies and an affordable housing shortage in Utah, have collided in the creation of a new local company called EcoBox Fabricators. EcoBox fuses gently used steel shipping containers into funky and affordable apartments. And as KUER's Whitney Evans reports, the first project is going up in downtown Salt Lake. Inside a warehouse in an industrial neighborhood west of downtown Salt Lake City, steel workers are giving new life to shipping containers. Workers grind and melt the steel frames, slicing out windows that pull light into the cavernous boxes. These containers have traveled the world, stacked on ships and loaded onto trains. Soon, the 40-foot-long containers will be stacked six high into 83 new apartments. It's an innovative way to address an ongoing shortage of affordable housing in Salt Lake City and along the Wasatch Front, says Rod Newman, who started EcoBox.
Well, inside will look like any other apartment that you've ever been in. We can make the exterior look like anything. It can look like stucco, it can look like brick, it can look like slat.
This first project will look exactly as is, like a stack of shipping containers, Newman says. But he promises it'll look cool.
Kind of retro. Real millennial.
And most importantly, he says, it'll be affordable. The apartment complex will open later this year to renters who are on a wait list to receive subsidized housing. Newman is able to offer lower monthly rents to tenants because he's effectively dodging the rising cost of traditional building materials.
So when the cost of one apartment unit in this valley is $250,000, that is not affordable. That's not low-income housing. And that's what we're trying to do here is create true low-income housing.
Newman has worked in real estate his whole career, dealing with luxury, market rate, and low-income housing.
When I saw this, it's like, you know, I can do something that's going to be here for a long time and help some people.
Newman buys his containers for a couple thousand dollars from companies who get them from China. Most have been used only once or twice to ship dry goods. Newman's also hiring people who might want to live in the shipping container complex. Most recruits come to him through an anti-poverty organization called Circles. Rui Jones is an office manager at EcoBox. She started working there in June.
It's most definitely something that I believe in because I myself am living in poverty. I have raised children in poverty, and also understanding and knowing that we are helping the community so that people that work in Salt Lake can live in Salt Lake.
Jones lives in Ogden, but is eager to move into one of Newman's apartments downtown. EcoBox has three apartment complexes planned right now in Salt Lake City. It's one small step toward dealing with Utah's 40,000-unit affordable housing shortage.
I love this project.
Tara Rollins is with Utah Housing Coalition.
As I always say, I don't care how we get to the finish line. Let's just get there, and we're not going to use one silver bullet. So I love the fact this is thinking, as they say, inside the box.
Owner Rod Newman says there's another reason the project makes sense financially, the U.S. trade deficit. According to government figures, in 2016, the U.S. imported more than $500 billion more than it exported. So right now, he says there are thousands of shipping containers sitting idle at busy U.S. ports. And Newman says Salt Lake City's future inland port trading hub will make the work even easier because it'll cut down on the shipping costs. Mike Norton with Western Container Sales is skeptical of the shipping container home craze.
So this could be your home.
Would you live in one of these?
No.
Norton's company is based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but he has a depot in Salt Lake City that we visited a few days after I toured EcoBox.
I mean, the problem is you don't really know what's been in them. You know, even if you have a full list of all the bill of ladings and freight manifests, you're relying on those being fully accurate in every port in every country this container's ever been in. And it just makes me anxious.
Norton says the shipping container business is a lot more unpredictable than it seems. He says while there was a glut of unused containers in 2016, the market is already tightening up, making the containers EcoBox needs harder to find. And while Norton says he hates being a wet blanket on the subject, he has a hard time believing builders actually save that much money in the long run.
You know, it's a lot of people that think it's a great idea, but by the time you actually get going, you're just saving a little bit on the framing. You're not really truly saving on the cost of a structure, at least significantly.
Down at City Hall, Salt Lake City building regulators are excited about these kinds of innovative housing solutions. Melissa Jensen is Director of Housing and Neighborhood Development. She says, like Norton, she's skeptical that EcoBox can get costs down significantly.
That doesn't mean it can't happen. It just means that we haven't seen it being done much cheaper.
But right now, she says the city is doing everything it can to move the project forward.
There's no idea that's too cutting edge for us to evaluate when we are in the crisis that we're in.
EcoBox owner Rod Newman doesn't seem to be worried that his project isn't going to pencil out. In fact, he's sitting on plans for more than 1,000 affordable housing units in Salt Lake alone. And they're all made of 100% marine-grade court and steel home sweet home. Whitney Evans, KUER News.